We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 15, page Aleph Tav Shin Zayin, Item 41, The Words of the Ari. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 15, page Aleph Tav Shin Zayin, Item Mem Aleph, The Words of the Ari. Also, Tiferet de Zeranpin, Bina did not expand in it, because Netzach, Hod, the Ima are long and expand a lot in two lines, right and left. But her Yesod, which is in the middle line, ends in his Dat. And then, the first He alone, this is where Bina expanded to. But after the construction of the first temple, Bina expanded until the second Hod, the Zeranpin, and now there are seven Sefirot where Bina expands inside Zeranpin. Again, item 41. Also, Tiferet de Zeranpin, the Bina did not expand in it, because Netzach Hod de Ima are long and they spread a lot in two lines, right and left. But her Yesod, which is in the middle line, ends in his Dat. And then the Bina expanded only to the first five. But after the construction of the first temple, Bina expanded until the second Hod, the Zeranpin, and now there are seven Sefirot where Bina expands inside Zeranpin. Adem Mem Aleph, Inner Light. Tiferet de Zeranpin, Bina did not expand in it, because Netzach Hod de Ima are long, and they expand a lot in two lines, right and left. But her Yesod, which is in the middle line, ends in his Dat. Seemingly, it contradicts what the Ari says elsewhere, where the Yesod de Ima expands until the Chazed de Zeranpin. And here he says that it ends in Dat, the Zeranpin. Indeed, the Ari already explained that during the coming of the Mochin, when Chagat rise and become Chabad, and he become Chagat, then there is no expansion to Yesod de Ima in those Nehi that became Chagat. And he rises with the Kelim of Chagat that became Chabad. And it ends there in Dat, the Zeranpin. In a way, that those Nehi which became Chagat, they have the virtue of Chagat and the virtue of Nehi. They have the virtue of Chagat, for they have abundance of Chasadim, like in the Kelim de Chagat. And they have the virtue of Nehi, which are revealed Chasadim, which is the conduct after the Siyum de Yesod de Ima, like in Kelim de Nehi from the Chazeh downward, because now the Masach ended in that of Rosh of Zeranpin, and now Chagat can be revealed Chasadim. Therefore, Bina does not expand to Tiferet, because the Yesod de Ima, which is the middle line, ends in that of the Rosh, and does not come to Tiferet de Zeranpin. And this is before the first temple, since there were there only Mochin de Yeshut. After the construction of the first temple, Bina expanded until the second Hod de Zeranpin. And now there are seven Sefirot in which Bina expanded inside Zeranpin. Because by the construction of the first temple, Bina was corrected permanently in the sixth Bechina, which is as big and of equal degree with Zeranpin, and she receives the illumination of the first five when she's with them above, meaning that Zeranpin and Nukva rise above, and they obtain Mochin of Abba v'Ima, and they clothe them above in their place. as written in Shabbat in Musaf, in Nun. Because then Zer'anpin himself has Mochin Dechaya, which are his real Mochin. And therefore, the lights expand also to the new Nehi, because the lights Dechagat now come down to the new Nehi, and the lights which were in Chabad come down to Chagat. And they come, and Mochin Dechaya come to Chabad, as the Ari says. It turns out that Ima expands in him until the second Hod, meaning until the Hod of the new Nehi, as explained. And therefore it is considered that there is the expansion of Bina here in seven Sfirot, the Zer'anpin, which are Chabad, Chag, Netzach, and Hod. For now, Bina expanded also to the new Nehi, as explained. However, there is no expansion of Yesod of Bina to Tiferet, because in Nehi, which became Chagat, the Yesod of Bina does not expand to them. Rather, it rises with the Chagat, which became Chabad, and it ends in the Dat of the Rosh of Zer'anpin. And therefore, before the first temple, the expansion of Bina is regarded to be in five Sfirot, the Zer'anpin, Chabad, Chag. And after the construction of the first temple, the expansion of Bina is considered to be in seven Sfirot, the Zer'anpin, Chabad, Chag, Netzach, and Hod.
We'll go to the table of questions and answers, or continuing? Continue. Membet 42.
Adam 42, the words of the Ari. And then, when the iniquities came, this first temple was destroyed, and during the destruction, she descended to Malchut. Malchut descended to the Achoraim of Yesod Zer'anpin.
We're all talking about Zer'anpin and Malchut, how they arrange with respect to one another, how Malchut received from Zer'anpin, where she received first or second Hod, right? Either Chabad Chagat or Galgal Tanaim de Zer'anpin or Nehi de Zer'anpin. And accordingly, she has illumination of Chochmah or she doesn't have illumination of Chochmah. It comes from Abeni Meilein or Yesut. Right? And all that occurs with Malchut is called the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, yeah? First and second temple. Meaning, should the lights shine from the middle of Zer'anpin or half of Zer'anpin or complete Zer'anpin? This is the difference between the two temples. Yes. As we're speaking, that Malchut was in Abanima prior to the scene, and after the scene, she descended to the one as a dot, as a point, and now we are speaking how she reascended from that point to a complete structure. This is the whole process. Item 42.
Item 42. And later, when the iniquities came, the first temple was destroyed.
As they had to come to the end of correction, because iniquities, meaning more and more elements that should be corrected, were revealed, then and they couldn't get along because they, and it's true, because they had to break this structure, both first and second temple, as we learn from the breaking of the vessels in the world of Nikudim, right? That's the process of the breaking. So the first temple was destroyed.
And during her own destruction, Malchut descended to the Achoraim, to the posterior of Yesod de Zer'anpin. However, the upper nine sefirot in her did not descend to the Klipot like it was in the scene of Adam HaRishon. However, they rose above inside Zer'anpin in the roots, like in the diminution of the moon. And if it weren't for that great diminution, the Klipot and the nations of the world would not be able to destroy the temple. However, the upper nine sefirot returned to be concealed above in Zer'anpin, and the Klipot did not govern them anymore.
Again?
Again, item 42. And then, when the iniquities were caused, the first temple was destroyed. And during her own destruction, Malchut descended to the posterior of Yesod the Zer Anpin. However, the upper nine sefirot in her did not descend to the klipot like it was during the sin of Adam HaRishon. However, they rose above inside Zer Anpin in the roots, like in the diminution of the moon. And if it weren't for that great diminution, the klipot and the nation of the walls were not able to destroy the temple. However, the upper nine sefirot returned to be concealed above in Zer Anpin, and the klipot did not govern them. Adem Membet, inner light, 42 inner light. However, the upper nine sefirot in her did not descend to the klipot like it was in the sin of Adam HaRishon. However, they rose above into Zer Anpin in the roots like in the diminution of the moon. Seemingly, it is perplexing because the whole difference between the diminution of the moon to the sin of Adam HaRishon is because that in the diminution of the moon, the Ari divides and says that this is because during the diminution of the moon, the departure was not because of the sin. And therefore, they rose above to Zer Anpin and did not fall to the klipot. However, in the sin of Adam HaRishon, the departure was because of the sin. Therefore, they fell to the klipot. And if so, here in the destruction of the temple, where the departure was because of a sin, like in Adam HaRishon, if so, they should have descended to the klipot. So why did they rose above to Zer Anpin, like during the diminution of the moon? That's far.
Yes, yes, from here on it's Gimel, 43. Right, read it.
Item 43, the words of the Ari. However, immediately after the destruction, Nukva was returned to be corrected in the third Bechina and became a partsuf of 10 Sefirot, back to back from the Chazeh and below. And although that even then the first five of Zer Anpin illuminated in her, and all that was during the days of the week, because in Shabbat she was face to face in the sixth Bechina. It turns out that during the destruction of the first temple, in the exile of the 70 years in Babylon, Nukva was like it was in the exodus from Egypt and the generation of the desert. As written, I was a desert to Israel. Again, item 43. However, immediately after the destruction, Nukva returned to be corrected in the third Bechina and became a partsuf of 10 Sefirot back to back from the Chazeh and below. And although that even then the first five of Zer Anpin illuminated in her, and all that was during the days of the week, because in Shabbat she was face to face in the sixth Bechina. It turns out that during the destruction of the first temple in that exile of 7 years in Babylon, the Nukva was really like it was during the exodus from Egypt and the generation of the desert, as written, I was a desert to Israel. Item 43, inner light. And the thing is that the descent to the klipot means that they have a creep on the corruption that was made due to the sin, and they don't let the sanctity to be rebuilt like she was before the sin. In the meaning, I shall feel the desolation. That Tzur was only built out of the ruin of Jerusalem. And therefore, although during the destruction, Nukva returned to a point under the Yesod, but it was not only on the moment of the destruction, as the Ari says, because if it weren't because of that, the temple couldn't have been destroyed. And immediately after the destruction, Nukva returned to be corrected in the third Bechina, and a partzuf of 10 Sefirot back-to-back was made with the illumination of the first five. It turns out that the Bechina of Vak de Nukva was not destroyed, only the Bechina of Gar and her Panim Bepanim, face-to-face, meaning the Bechina of the expansion of Bina to the first seven Sefirot of Zer Anpin, which the Nukva obtained by the construction of the temple. That was all that was lost from her and fell to the Klipot, in the meaning, I shall fulfill the desolation. Because that returned to her only after the destruction, and the Klipot had a grip on them. Therefore, the sin did not blemish at all in the Bechina of Vak of Nukva, because if the sin would have come to them, she wouldn't have returned and rebuilt from them after the destruction. And since immediately after the destruction, 10 Sefirot back to back were rebuilt in the Partsuf immediately from the Chazeh and below with the illumination of the first five, necessarily the sin did not blemish them at all. Only at the moment of the destruction, it was necessary for them to depart, like in the words of the Ari. And this is what he says, the upper nine Sefirot in her did not descend to the Klipot, etc. Rather, they rose above into Zer Anpin and the roots, like in the diminution of the moon. He means the same ten Sefirot of the Partsuf of Vak, which returned and was rebuilt from them after the destruction. And in the monument of the destruction, when they departed, the Ari emphasizes that don't think that they fell into the Klipot at that moment, because if that would have been the case, she wouldn't have been able to come and be rebuilt from them. But at that moment, they rose to Zer Anpin, to their root, because the sin did not blemish or damage them, and therefore he resembles them to the diminution of the moon, to indicate that the sin did not reach them. And therefore, they were worthy of returning to Zer Anpin and not to fall into the Klipot. And they could return to the Nukva immediately after the destruction. However, if the sin had blemished them, then certainly they wouldn't have been able to return to the Nukva immediately after the destruction, because they would have fallen into the Klipot.
There are plenty of questions and answers here. I don't know how to scrutinize it. All the differences are as if appearing very light between Vak of Ruach and Gar de Ruach, from Chazen below and Chazen above, of Zer Anpin or Abanim or Suit. Yes. All in all, the Potsuf of Malchut, who's in the degree of Abanim, in its birth, later on, after the sin falling to the Nekudah, then Chazed the Zer Anpin, in all kind of states down there, until at the end of correction she reaches his height. Vak of Ruach to Gar de Ruach. Well,
Memdalet limala ma.
44 above, what? Should we read 44 above? All right.
Adam 44, the words of the Ari. And what was then, as the redemption from Egypt is now considered exile, because in the beginning, in the exile of Egypt, it was a complete exile, where even when she was back to back during the days of the week, the light of his first five did not illuminate in her. And therefore, when the illumination of the first five was added, it is regarded as redemption. But now, when during the first temple, even on the days of the week, they were face to face of equal degree, and then when it returned to the third Bechina, Achor be'achor, back to back, although the light of the first five shines in her, it is regarded as complete exile.
Mm-hmm.
Again, item 44. And what was then the redemption from Egypt is now regarded as exile, since in the beginning, in the exile of Egypt, it was a complete exile, where even when she was back to back during the days of the week, the light of his first five did not illuminate in her. And therefore, when the illumination of the first five was added, it is regarded as redemption. But now, during the first temple, even on the days of the week, they were face to face in equal degree. And later, when he returned to the third Bechina, back to back, even though the light of the first five illuminate in her, it is regarded as complete exile.
We spoke already of the fact that everything depends on the attitude. What is exile and what is redemption? Yeah, meaning the same force, same fulfillment that they received in the Exodus of Egypt called redemption. Later on, with respect to Babylon, it is called exile. One could say the following, that also according to the degree, and also it is according to the course. If it is ascending in sanctity, not being dropped in sanctity, it is considered an ascent. And then also exile is accepted as part of the process. Nevertheless, the descent for the time being is called exile. And the other state, although small, however, by the ascent of the degree, in the course of ascending, it is called redemption, Geula, meaning not the intensity of the degree itself, where one is sent to, rather, the course is what's important. Yes. This is what we've learned, that what is better to be a head for the foxes or a tail for the lions. Well, hold on, we've done with the 44. What are you recommending us doing? Now you don't know what to do. All right, questions.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, why after the destruction of the first temple, the upper nine sefirot in her did not descend to the klipot?
Yeshkan... Ani gid lachem.
I'll tell you. We are learning Malchut, which began to perform actions to resemble the Creator. Then she performed a screen, restriction, a screen, and many actions to the extent she is capable of resembling the light in the force she had, and then emerged five patsufim of Ak. Afterwards, what was left for her, as much as possible, to fill up the malchut, the expansion of the malchut, which is below the taboo of Ak. Second restriction was performed, katnud, gadlud, shattering, and from the correction of the broken vessels by the light of Absag, that sorted them and corrected them, and by that were formed the worlds of Bia. Later on, Adam HaRishon was born. Meaning, should we speak of the worlds, we are speaking of integration of the first 9 in Malchut. If we are speaking of Adam HaRishon, we are speaking of the integration of Malchut with the first 9. And once Adam HaRishon was born, what does it mean was born? A new discernment, which is truly Malchut, which is being assisted by the first 9 in order to resemble the Creator. And then, in order to establish, say, such object, a parzuf, Malchut of Atzilut, need to ascend to Abba and Ima de Atzilut. This action resembling the descent of Nekudot Desag to Nehid de Galgalta. There too, Bina had to connect to Malchut. However, here Malchut need to connect to Bina, because this is the difference between the worlds and the souls and the Neshamot. And then Adam Rishon was born. A Pertzuf, a special Pertzuf, which exists within the system of the worlds. It is the internality of the worlds and its externality. And now we hear what's going on with what's going next with Adam HaRishon. He undergo a scene. After the scene, all its structure, his parzuf, shattered. These elements fell into all the worlds of Bi'ah. What left for him in Atzilut is only a little point. Say the reference for the future. And now the correction starts. Once we are speaking now of the correction of Adam HaRishon, we need to understand that all is happening by the worlds of Bi'ah. Whereby when the worlds of Bi'ah are changing, then Adam HaRishon changes. One demand, pledge, raise the chisaron, lack, the worlds of Bi'ah changing, then the man's changing. Meaning there's a reciprocal work here between Adam HaRishon and the worlds of Bi'ah. And here, what was it you were asking about?
Why, after the destruction of the first temple, the upper 9 sefirot in her did not descend to the klipot?
Exactly. So what is the first temple and the second temple? These are states of Malchut that does not belong to Adam, rather to the structure of the worlds. As the degree of Adam determines or counts for what state does the general Kli is in. As in our world, I don't know how to express it. Just as in our world, there are human beings and they are building the world. According to his internality being Adam, a soul, and externality of its vessels, whereby he builds a home. Wait. We have to move to the next lesson. I'll think. I don't know how to express it. For it to be clear, for it to be simple, we'll come to it from another angle. Meaning, it is clear to us that we need to speak of the state of the worlds and the state of the soul, or Adam and Bait. Well, we'll move to the next part. And tomorrow, we'll go back to it and understand more.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור. אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך חוצה מגלה חברות, ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך חוצה מגלה חברות, ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי. הלב חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה הנסתר לגלוי, כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות, ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי. ללו 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 והופך את הנסתר לגלות.